We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is with Giancarlo Navas and Ryan Goins.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas. With me today, I have re-elected president, Heat Twitter president, Alf, who's not very confident today.
Damn right.
Alf, you're shook. It's like
I'm shook. I'm trying to increase the volume in my headphones. It's just nothing's working right.
17 seconds in and you're shook.
I might just have to tap out early on this one.
And we have a special guest. We have Kat Fuentes from 560 from The Big O Show. She is a producer. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
What's Big O like? We don't have 560 people except for George Sedano. What's Big O like?
Big O, he's a character. He's a very big music fan, I can tell you that much. And the man loves his dolphins, so.
As does 560. 560 is like the dolphin station, right? Do you guys carry the dolphins?
We do. We actually just brought them back. They were on 940 for a bit, and we signed them again.
I can never keep track of who's where.
We actually have the Florida Panthers, the Canes, and the Dolphins.
That's a monopoly. Somebody has to stop you guys.
Gotta catch them all, you know?
Alf, you're not playing Pokemon Go.
I'm too old for Pokemon.
Come on, man. Like,
dude, honestly, Pokemon came out like after my time.
98 or 97.
Dude, do you know where I was in 97, 98?
It's a great year. What were you doing? Oh,
I was already a certified alcoholic by then. Come on.
Were you in UF freestyle?
No, I wasn't. Okay, I'm not that old.
I don't know, man.
I was almost there.
I think it was 98 was a long time ago.
98, I was a junior in high school.
I don't know where the hell I was in 98.
I was trying to catch other things instead of Pokemon. Crabs and such.
This is a family show.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, God.
Look at her face. This is a family show.
I forgot. I apologize.
We're not really a family show. Speaking of catching them all, Riley has not. You saw that segue? It was seamless. You think Riley's playing Pokemon Go? Do you think Riley knows what this is?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Like, nobody around the Heat organization is playing in the office, and he's like, what is that? No?
I guarantee Hassan Whiteside will be one of the first ones.
Oh, my God, that's so great. And Hassan's huge, and he's like, with his...
Hassan's probably at Vegas Summer League looking for Pokemon right now.
He will dunk a Jigglypuff.
Yes!
Really, I'm going to be lost this whole episode, aren't I?
That's going to be great. So Hassan's at Summer League, and I'm like, why the hell is Hassan there? And I'm like, oh, he just got rich, and this is in Vegas. Of course Hassan's at Summer League.
Isn't that where you'd be?
Is that if I was rich and like Hassan? Okay, back to Riley. I found it interesting how we have this really divided fan base now. And we've kind of had this for a while leading up to it, but Riley's had, you know, I don't know, Alf. I think he's kind of recovered nicely after losing Dwayne and swinging on Durant, but I think a lot of the fan base has soured on him.
Well, it's not. I think he's recovered. Here's a problem. We have absolutely no idea how he's done. because what's been put together is just is so many what ifs. It's what if Chris Bosh is healthy? What if Josh Richardson and Justice Winslow take a step? What if TJ is worth it? What if the rest of these bums that he picked up off the street actually play well?
Shiny
I mean,
bums.
It could, like, you look at that team and, you know, Derek Williams could be a really great fit with Goron. Or he could just be Derek Williams. So there's, you know, I really feel it's like so hard to judge what we have in front of us because, I mean, it's so new. And we've also never really seen Goron unleashed. So that's what we have to look. I think it's going to be a fun season. I mean, we're all going to be discovering this thing together. And right now to judge Riley off of what happened, because really what Riley did was try to put something competitive for a year. And then, you know, next year he's going to go after a whale or whatever you want to call it. But what I do like, yeah, we're going after a whale or whatever next year, but we still have, it still looks like there's an effort to, you know, cultivate our own talent. Bringing from our own D-League team, cultivating our rookies, giving them, you know, freedom to move and to grow. I like what I see going forward. But as for judging anything off of what's going to happen next year, we just really don't know yet.
Kat, I saw you nodding a lot. You're nodding and you're like, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, first of all, I can't disagree with the Heat president because I don't want to be put in any kind of Heat Twitter jail.
I was about to say Twitter jail.
Twitter
hashtag
jail.
Free Silky.
Free Silky. But I fully trust in Pat Riley. I'm very excited for this upcoming season just because we have that young core. And I was talking to Alf about this actually recently. What's great about this young team is the fact that we're going to be able to watch them grow, just like, and I compared them to the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers, they have this young core and they just signed these big guys that now we're going to get a chance to watch these teams grow, watch these teams develop in front of our eyes, as opposed to signing, you know, these massive names and
whales.
Just putting it exactly whales and putting this team together. You know, the whole built, not bought whole crap and whatnot that San Antonio put out. It's going to be exciting to see what the Heat do and what Pat Riley will continue to do with this organization. I believe with the whole Dwayne Wade situation, Pat Riley was looking for the future and that was it. And, you know, he didn't see Dwayne Wade in that future.
That was so cutthroat. And so Riley, by the way, I think I forgot. A lot of people pointed out on Twitter, like, this is how Riley's always been. Like, it's been nice and roses and beautiful for the last, what, I want to say 8 years. But that's who he is. That's who he's been. This cutthroat guy who, and I listen to Levitard, but I'm a little behind on podcasts. And I'm listening to Monday's show, and he was talking about how the Heat were not going to budge even after the fact. And he was saying how Dwayne probably would have made a different decision had he been given a month. The Heat, no, they were firm on that offer, 240.
I don't think Wade wanted to play with Whiteside.
Oh, you think? Oh, that's a hot take. Why?
Well, I think he's sour about the contract and about the fact that even after this season, like, you still see the immaturities in Hassan Whiteside. Granted, he's developed as a player, but you still see the immaturities. And I think Wade was kind of just over it.
You think this was a Hassan thing? I haven't heard. I mean, I can kind of get the money part, but you think it was a Hassan thing?
I mean, that's my opinion, but. I don't think he was a fan.
He didn't seem like he wanted to go, and I think there was a picture he put on Snapchat of him with like fluorescent Chicago letters on the bottom, and he looks so miserable. You know what I'm talking about?
In front of the Bulls big logo.
No. It looked like he was in a car, and he was.
Yeah, like, it was like he was in an Uber on the way from the airport, miserable and hating life.
Yeah, and then like on the bottom, it's the letter Chicago in like floral font.
Yeah, because he just landed in Chicago and he realized, oh crap, I have
made
to live
a terrible mistake.
I have to live here now.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it's not even cold.
I don't know. I don't know if it's exact. I don't think it's a personal thing with Hassan. It might be, but I think it's just more like, who the hell is this guy and why is he prioritized over me? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're Dwayne Wade, that could really bother you. And then we all want Dwayne to be, you know, just this, you know, this giving individual where he's like, yeah, bring in Hassan, bring in Kevin. I'll take whatever scraps you have left. But the man has an ego. That's why when I look at it, it's like, I don't blame anybody.
I'm the same.
You know? Riley put an offer on the table that you know, like Dan says, it just looks good enough to looks like they made an effort. But Riley wanted to move on. And I understand because, you know, Wade on this team next year doesn't necessarily make it a much better team. Just because all the bums that we did sign, we couldn't even afford those bums if we had Dwayne. Like, we'd have even worse bums. So, I mean, we couldn't afford Wayne Ellington if we kept Wade. So when you think of it that way, like, bringing Wade back next year, really long term, was it the best move? Sentimentally, yes. You know, would I have minded losing for the next 2 years to make sure that Dwayne Wade retired in a Heat uniform? I would have got over it, you know, because I'm a Heat fan. But at the end of the day, when you have a business and you're trying to sell out an arena, you got to do what's best for the future.
Kat?
A lot of nodding. Yeah, no, it's like I said, it's hard to disagree with him, but I think it was a mutual thing. I think Wade wanted Pat Riley to beg for him, and that's just not Riley. Pat Riley. That's not Pat Riley. So.
You there? Hello? Alf?
I think she froze.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Are you going to be able to edit this?
Yeah, why? Oh. Just because I'm not Brian, I can't edit things?
You don't even have an Asian.
I know, dude. I'm going to do it while I pack. This is going so well, too.
I'm sorry about my voice, man.
I'm going to bring that up later because I want to ask you.
Do you want to make fun of me?
Yeah, I do. And I also want to talk about how high was Michael Beasley playing in China, because I was talking with some coworkers. Like, this guy must have been high as fuck during games in China. Like, he's smoked weed in China before, right?
Have I?
No, has Michael Beasley? Not you, motherfucker.
I'm like, no, motherfucker, I don't smoke weed here. No.
He's played games high, correct?
Yeah, come on. They don't test for anything.
They don't test.
Yeah.
I mean,
all their athletes are on drugs.
You got like 30-8.
I'm high. Just.
The Heat came back in this. I hate watching Summer League. It's why I don't like watching. It's like slightly better college basketball.
I don't like their Orlando Summer League just because, like, the gym, like.
No, I like that better.
Oh, no, it's the worst. Like, I always feel like somebody's going to run off the court and run into a wall.
Yeah, but Justice and Jay Rich played in that. I don't think they're playing in the Vegas one.
Yeah, I didn't want Justice and Jay Rich playing in a small gym.
Why, yo?
I was very afraid that they were going to hurt themselves.
You're very afraid. So are you reelected? I don't even know what's happening.
Oh, they tried to impeach me, but it ain't happening. I went on there, and I fought for myself.
You were all buddy-buddy with Ethan, and you talk shit about him.
I love Ethan.
I know you do.
She says it's trying to call, but she's trying to figure it out now.
Oh, God. Does Izzy think we do a good job?
Izzy, yeah.
Because I think Izzy likes us, and then, like, sometimes I don't. Like, I think he... Does he have fun?
No, Izzy loves us. Come on.
I don't know. He was really good when he was on.
Oh, dude, that was the best. I think that was one of our best podcasts.
He
probably because I wasn't there to ruin it.
He was better than George. Although George seemed cranky when he was on.
Yeah, dude, he'd been firing hot takes about Wade and the Heat.
Like, you saw him yell at Harrison?
No, I didn't even listen to that.
Oh,
one.
My God, it's so funny. He's like, Harrison, is that your name? Blah, 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 blah. Take.
And he was wrong.
Yeah, well, dude, Harrison loves to be the I was right guy.
Yeah, oh, God, he loves
it. Harrison loves the I was right guy.
I'm telling you, man, off of that thing I did on Ethan's show, so many people are like, yo, you guys should have your own weekend show. Like, we need to get
no,
that
you're
thing.
You're selling out. You're going Riz and Alf.
Rizzy and the Alf?
Fucking sell out.
No, that's 12 to 3, and then Heat beat from 3 to 6. I'm telling you, the ticket. Dude, if Rich Herrera can do freaking 15 hours a weekend.
What the fuck do we need to do, dude? Because, like, we tweet them, like, all the time. Like, I don't know what else we need.
Yeah, we got to get that thing together, man. Like,
do you think they see it? Like, do you think somebody in charge has seen us, like, lobbying?
I think so. Because, honestly, if I get a weekend show, I'm going to be a dick. No, like, you know what's funny? Like, you know how I always say, like, people DM me their hot takes and, like, their Heat questions? Like, freaking Marlins man is DMing me questions about the Heat. Did I tell you that?
No. Oh, yeah. You put us in the group chat.
Yeah, and now he's inviting me to a game next year. Like, there was a whole group of, like, these, like, rando Heat Twitter guys and added me to a chat. And, like, you know, you would think, like, after everyone's been so nice to me, I'd be nice to them.
No,
I just exited the chat. I was like, no, I didn't even say anything. They're like, hey, Alf. And they were all talking to me. I'm like, okay, leave this conversation. I don't know. You guys are weird.
I like the one that we have. That was the best idea ever.
Oh, yeah. So much better than the regular timeline.
Brian did it just to promote some shit where he just got people that he thought would help.
Dude, Brian's awkward. I love that guy.
Brian's a cabin. Brian's so... So my sister told me that Brian used to have the dolls from NSYNC or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That doesn't surprise me.
I have to make fun of him next time on air. I wish... You or Leif have to be there.
Oh, yeah. That's official.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe it. My sister told me that. I was like, what?
Wait, so your sister knows Brian?
My sister knew Brian first.
So do you want to just keep going with the show?
I was actually going to take some of the stuff we use that was good and then take the stuff that not to put. I want to wait for, I'll give her another 5 minutes. And then if she rejoins us, she rejoins us. If you're like, I've never coached before, but if you're a coach, when teams give up offensive rebounds, that must drive a coach insane.
Oh, it's fucking, it might be the most aggravating thing. Like, you're just seeing like your tall kids and some fucking 5 foot nothing kid just runs in and grabs a ball. Like, my son's 5 foot nine, and if I see a kid smaller than him grab the ball from him, I want to kill him.
My boy coaches, and I'm like, you hate that? He goes, you don't understand. That shit keeps me up at night.
Dude, that's the worst thing, man. And then, like, just, like, complete, like, nothing pisses you off like complete lapses in defense. Like, defense and rebounding will drive you nuts. Because, like, okay, shots go up, shots don't go in. That's one thing. But, like, when someone just does something stupid on defense, like you practice a zone, like, for a month.
She's back.
Oh. Yeah, like, you practice a zone for a month, and then some guy starts playing man. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
I would get so mad. Who's this Jankovic guy?
I don't know.
I asked Jack. I was like, send me notes because I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah, I wanted somebody on the show that was like watching Summer League and had a opinion of the roster.
He knows everything. And I'm like, I don't know who these people are.
Like, I've watched.
You back?
I think so.
Okay.
If this stops ringing, though.
We hear you.
Cool. But my TV keeps, not my TV, my... thing keeps ringing. There we go. I think we're good.
My internet went out right before the show, and I had to reset the router too.
Okay, let's see if I got this right now.
Where the hell were we before we stopped?
I was in the middle of talking, and then my computer was like, "No, fuck you."
You were giving a take about Riley, I think.
Yeah, I was saying basically that Wade wanted. I think that Wade wanted Riley to beg for him, and that's just not
there
who Riley.
There we go. Yes, and then
Riley was. Riley's not. That's not the type of guy he is. He's very cutthroat, and I don't know. Oh, what happened? There we go. Why are you blue?
Am I blue? Is Alf blue? Alf, are you there?
No, there's like a blue shining
light. Oh, it's from my microphone.
I can't see anybody. Oh, whatever. All right, then.
We're still here. Don't worry.
Okay. So I don't know how I'm going to edit this, but for listeners right now, we lost Kat for like, I want to say 10 minutes. Alf and I did a private show.
It was terrible.
No, it was great. I may or may not have included parts. We amongst the topics, we discussed whether or not Israel Gutierrez hates us and if Michael Beasley smoked weed during his games in China.
Yes.
Yeah, right. He had to have played high, correct?
No, wait. During or before?
No, I'm saying like before and played high.
I feel like he smoked weed at halftime.
And who's going to tell him something?
I feel like China's kind of like just like a lawless society. I feel like he'd be fine over there. Like, just light up, start toking it in the locker room. I think he'd be fine.
He would have like 27-5 at half, and then he'd just like roll a joint and then go.
Ready to go.
That's how I feel like he was. It's just complete anarchy. Are they going to bring him back? Is he under contract with someone?
Please no.
I thought he would...
Too many chances.
No, that's the point. That's funny. Like, you just keep bringing them back, and then, like, they never learn their lesson.
He's the true heat lifer.
He is the ultimate heat lifer.
He's the heat lifer. Like, all he does is come and go, come and go.
He'll always come back. He's a boomerang.
He's like a revolving door of Beasley.
He's been here three times?
Who does Miami hate more, Adam Beasley or Mike Beasley?
Oh, I was going to say.
Oh, jeez. Who do I hate more?
Who's that reliever for the Marlin, the Dunn guy? Don't people hate him? Is he Adam Dunn?
Mike Dunn.
Oh, I thought it was Mike Adam Dunn. Is Adam Dunn a baseball Maybe. Player?
Who knows?
Mike Dunn. Adam Dunn is a baseball player.
Okay, I was like, Adam. Okay.
This went off the rails.
Yeah.
I was about to talk.
Who was the Adam that you said, Kat?
Mike Dunn?
No.
Beasley.
No, but you said Mike Dunn.
I said Mike Beasley.
Okay, and who's the other person?
What is happening?
I'm confused. You didn't just,
I said what Beasley does Miami hate more, Mike Beasley or Adam Beasley?
Oh, Adam Beasley. And then when you said Asim Beasley, I thought Adam Dunn, because I thought he was a reliever for the Marlins that everybody hated.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, dude. I'm confused. Okay, I'm going to bring the audience in on what the hell's happening. There's a summer league game going on. The Heat are down 3 against Phoenix. There's 0.7 left. They just fouled. Phoenix split on free throws. We're looking at an inbound. I doubt they're going to make anything, and my detention has been split.
No excuses. I have a dog in front of me crying.
We can hear that. Guess who has to edit that out later? This guy.
Buckley, go.
Yeah, because my producer's not – while we're on the topic, my producer, Brian, who's like never here when I need him to be. Fuck you, Brian, okay? Sometimes I need you here and you're not here.
Who's going to bleep that out without Brian around?
Nobody, because it's anarchy.
Oh, shit. Oh, so we're cursing?
I guess.
Oh, because when Brian's not around –
I'm a professional. I can't curse.
Okay. I'll fucking let loose when Brian's not around, bro.
For the audience,
Brian's the one who holds me back.
For the audience and for Kat, Brian is our producer, who's very, very, like, he really wants us to succeed and he wants us to be professional. So Brian will sit through the whole show and he'll timestamp when we curse and then he'll bleep it out. And I don't care. I mean, we're just having fun. We're doing a podcast, whatever. So when I do it, there's anarchy. When Brian's producing, it's not anarchy.
Well, the biggest problem is I used to drink a lot during the podcast, and I think Leif did too. Well, I don't think Leif was drinking. But either way, by the end of the podcast, it would just be a complete profanity storm.
Yeah, and you guys would yell a lot, and it was funny, and then Brian would be mortified.
Yeah,
I might actually go grab a glass of wine now and make it more interesting.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
We're back. We're back to our roots.
I stopped doing it because by the end of every podcast, I was slurring really badly.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, no. I could tell. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Minute 45 is when I got drunk.
I think you realized it was bad when you hung up on the show once.
Oh, yeah.
You hung up on the show?
Yes. We had guests on, and Alf was arguing with them. They were Heat Twitter guests. And Alf was yelling at them because they thought Sam Hinkie was a better GM than Pat Riley. And Alf gave them double middle fingers and hung up on the show.
First, I called them idiots first.
Yes.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
And Leaf threatened to beat them up.
No, he said, look at my face, dog.
Leafy Leaf.
Lefty Leaf. Leafy Leaf. Is that what Ethan called him?
Ethan called him Leafy Leaf.
Leafy Leaf.
We have really gone off the rails. Okay, let's talk about the Heat. So, God. Wow, this derailment has been epic.
Dude, it's middle of July. Yeah.
How about somebody saying that Derek Williams is a poor man's Michael Beasley?
Who said that? Because that is not true.
I don't know, but I think Michael Beasley's a poor man Michael Beasley.
Are they like the two worst number two picks in history?
Oh, my God.
Are they?
Probably. They'd probably be best friends if they were on the team, too.
Jesus Christ.
That would be bad.
Next year's going to be an adventure, man. I don't know what to tell you. Like, anybody
on our team?
Luke Babbitt, like.
Well, how many puns?
Oh, so many.
I said if he's going, and I guess I got lost on some people. Like, I said if he's having like a really really great game, they should say he's out of his Babbitt ass mind. And like everyone's like, what? Everyone's like, what the hell does that mean? I'm like, you never heard out of your rabbit ass mind? Is that too urban? Did I get too ethnic on everybody? But I feel like Tony
Fiorentino.
Could
you hear Eric Reed saying that?
I know Tony Fiorentino could say that, and he could deliver it with epic proportions. It'd be great. Could you imagine Tony? Oh, he's out of his Babbitt ass mind, Eric. Like, come on, dude, that'd be amazing.
Hopping down the Babbitt trail.
Oh my God. Eric's gonna have a field day with him.
Spole pulled a Babbitt out of his hat, Eric.
I honestly think Riley did that because Eric was sad about Dwayne, and they just wanted to give him something fun to look forward to. So they signed Luke Babbitt.
And they signed James Johnson, which is could be another adventure.
Who the hell's the starting power forward for this team?
Chris Bosh?
maybe.
Hockman was so sure he's not going to play.
I don't think he will.
Ah.
But like, why risk your life, man? I don't want this kid dying on the court. I just got my 8-year-old niece into sports. I don't want her to see a dead man on the court. Please.
That's a rude awakening.
I mean, I'm just trying to be honest.
That's
like,
life,
Listen. I love Chris Bosh as much as the next Heat fan. I think he's a great person. He's a great basketball player. I think he's really embraced this Heat team. But I don't want to see the man hurt himself anymore. So if you go to 23 doctors and 22 of them say you can't play, but you find that one that says you can play, no.
He probably found that one in Hialeah. That
exactly. With the van with the spray paint on the side that says doctor.
With the rat van.
Exactly.
You can find sketchy doctors anywhere, man. Even the nice parts. You'll find a sketchy doctor in the Gables and Brickell and South Beach. Like
the rat van that says we accept Obamacare. That one.
Exactly.
In the strip mall.
The thing I don't get about Bosch is, and I talked about this on previous podcasts, and I was yelled at by my co-host, but it doesn't, like, he has the most to lose. He has kids. By all accounts, he is a completely reasonable man. And now he's making this extremely rash decision that doesn't make sense. I've been arguing that we don't have all the information, and I do think the Heat are kind of done with him because I do think they want to rebuild, and they have Hassan locked up, and he's younger, and they kind of want to push Bosch out the door a little bit. But something's not adding up. This makes no sense.
I don't know, because the thing is, he's going to get his money anyway. And then... So I think, I don't think the Heat is just being completely altruistic right now. You know what I mean?
No, of course not.
Like, I don't think it's all about, it's about his health and about that. I think it's a lot of it. It's like, yes, it is about his health. But when they look at it and it's like, okay, yeah, Chris, come back. And we all know what's going to happen. If he comes back and he leaves again, that starts that clock over again, and now it's another year before they get that cap space. So when you look at it both in a financial aspect, a basketball aspect, and, like, just a man's life, like, it just doesn't make sense for him to play again.
What I don't understand is why hasn't he spoken out in public? Because I don't know what side is the public on, right? I think if he will come out and speak and say his side, maybe he can sway some public support and put some public pressure on the Heat. Because, I mean, as much as we'd like to think that the Heat are this, you know, all-powerful organization, they do bend to public pressure a little bit. We've seen it before. So I'm wondering why he hasn't come out to speak, because he's been so quiet about it.
The fact that we didn't hear anything about it on Bill Simmons's Any Given Wednesday show already raised a flare. And the thing with the Heat is, the Heat, when there's controversy, especially like remember what happened with Green and whatnot, the whole Flocka situation or whatever the hell happened with that. Flocka. The Heat are very good at keeping things under wraps and letting out certain information. That's why I don't think they have all the information on Chris Bosch. I don't even think they know what's happening.
But but from Bosch's perspective, don't you want public support? Don't you want to get the public on your side and get out ahead of this? Because Bosch is a smart guy, and I know his camp, there has to be well run. I mean, I'm assuming, but...
But coming out and saying these blood clots are serious and, you know, I might not be able to play, he might want the public's, you know, the public on his side, but I think that'll do the opposite. I think we'll just want to push him out the door and be like, okay, well, now we can't do anything with this, so bye.
You don't think if he comes out and has a press conference and says, I can play, I've been told by doctors I can play, I know the Heat want to be careful with my health because they care about me, but I know I can play, I want to be there for my teammates, I want to earn my contract, I know I can play, I have a daughter, I have a son, I have a wife, I would never put my life at risk. You don't think if he does that and gets out ahead of everybody, he would garner public support?
Here's the thing, at the end of the day, I think the Heat keeps putting out that they're very confident that he's coming back, so it looks like, hey, we're not trying to push him out the door, right? But
also that neutralizes questions more than
anything. Yeah. Oh, we're very confident. But I think what their hope is, but I think what they think is going to happen is just no doctor will clear him, right? The Heat doctor won't clear him. Then he's going to go to an NBA doctor. NBA doctors won't clear him. But the league
clear him for what? Because once he's off the thinners, what is there to clear?
No, because of a recurrence of a third blood clot, like whatever they always say, can be catastrophic. Like, it could kill him. So if there's a fear that what's going on with him, and I was reading about it, but they use big words and I forgot them.
Those medical words.
Like something thrombosis, some stupid shit, whatever. Thrombosis? Anyway, blood clottiness, I like to call it.
Okay, let's go with that.
That's the medical term. No, they were saying, like, if it may not be genetic, but he could be predisposed to that. But if you've had two blood clots in 2 years, you would think the man is predisposed to blood clots.
What is happening now? He's been in the league for 13 years.
I don't know. His legs got old. I don't know, Johnny.
I'm saying it makes no damn sense.
Johnny, I just called it blood clottiness, man. Come on.
Nothing makes sense.
Like, as you get older, dude, things happen. Believe me, I'm 35. Shit that wasn't happening 10 years ago is happening now.
This is true.
Like, dude, I played a game of basketball and I thought I was gonna die, man. I one game, but I thought I was gonna die. It was in the driveway. It wasn't even full court. I almost passed out 3 times on the way home. I stayed strong though.
Did you win?
But and I'm not Chris Bosh. So what I'm trying to say is, these things happen as you get older. And if he does have blood clottiness, and the fact that he gets a third blood clot can kill him, they're just gonna tell him, no, dude, you can't play. Like. And if that happens, there's nothing he can do. Like, the league is just gonna tell him he can't play anymore.
Force him into retirement.
Basically.
Can he sue?
Sue for what?
Can he appeal it, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, he seems like, man.
You sue for money. He's getting his money.
Yeah, it's guaranteed. It doesn't matter. It's guaranteed.
You can't sue for playing time. That last I checked.
How pissed must like NFL players be watching this? Your money's guaranteed, dude.
That whole NFL players being mad about NBA contracts.
Oh my god, that was so annoying. Listen,
it's their fault for picking the sport that's going to pay them the less amount of money and give them concussions.
And their crappy union.
Yeah, and stop voting on these CBAs that basically screw you out of everything. Screw you, you know, they give Goodell all this power. They don't have guaranteed contracts. They're dying and nobody cares. Like, and then they're mad. Don't be. And then another thing, there's 15 players on a basketball team. There's 53 men on a football roster. The money has to get split. Like, people act like, how's he making so much money? You have to share your money with 52 other guys plus practice squad guys. Dwayne Wade has to share his money with 14 other guys. And then, like, the last 9 guys on the bench make the minimum. So, it's the whole structure is different. And then also, you guys, you know, they made their own bed. You know, how about you form a stronger union and actually vote for shit that, like, they, you know, they vote for shit like, one practice a day and no pads up until this point. That's the shit you're worried about? When you start wearing pads in practice and how many practices you, how about you worry about your financial future? And how about you worry about your, you know, your health going forward, or the fact that Roger Goodell can do whatever the hell he wants just because you get a DUI and, you know, you get a DUI in the NBA, you're back on the court in a week.
I'm glad Kat's on, because I think we've had this conversation on the pod before, but I want to get your opinion on it, because you're in all these, you know, you watch all the sports and you're in your different perspective. It seems in Miami in particular, there is like a fandom war, right? Like, Dolphins fans are always mad at Heat fans and vice versa. And then they all make fun of the Marlins, and then Marlins fans are upset and right?
Oh, no, absolutely.
There's like legitimate hate.
It's a turf war is what it is between Heat and the Dolphins.
And the Marlins, because Marlin has this dying core that get now that
the dying core of the Marlins is Joe Fresario.
Mamba. Miss Mamba.
And Miss Mambo.
Yeah, don't forget exactly. Miss Mambo. Those are the hardcore. And Cecilia. I don't know if you guys know her. No. She's...
No, yeah. She...
Anyway.
Wow, you just threw that dead fish. Cecilia. We should have just lied and said, Cecilia.
She's...
Well, if you haven't seen her, you should see her.
I'm doing a Twitter show.
Creep.
No, I think it's a turf war between Heat and the Dolphins, mainly because the Dolphins, I mean, they've been in town the longest. They've got the longest history and whatnot. And all Dolphins fans are old. That's what they are. And like, Dolphins fans are the 80s guys. Heat, yeah, that's who they are. Heat fans are our age. They're the millennials. They're younger kids, you know. And because it's a younger organization, and we all grew up watching them win. I mean,
yeah.
Because when the Heat won in 2006, and Dwayne Wade was drafted in 2003, I was in middle school, right? So I got to watch, you know, I got to grow with this team. The Miami Dolphins, I've never seen a winning season. I've seen one winning season, and they were out in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm done buying in on the Dolphins. That's how I am with them. I view them the way I view the Marlins is the Marlins are just a group of guys out there just gonna go play some baseball. You know, we're not really out there to compete. We just want to hit the ball. You know, that's how I see them. They don't actually try.
And you made them a rec team.
That's what they are. Like, it's all scrimmages. You know what I mean? Listen, I love the Marlins. Because the Marlins were the first team I watched when I was a kid. So they are ingrained in me. So I can't give up on them. The Marlins will never take over this town. Never. The Panthers are on the rise.
Not with that management.
No, absolutely not. And you know what? I think Loria cashes out in 2018, right after the All-Star break and whatnot. After he gets that big paycheck, he's done.
Kat, what you said about the Heat and like that's been my argument for the Dwayne thing, that the fans of this team, the big fan base of this team, has grown up with not just the Heat, but Dwayne in particular, right? Because he comes into the league at 21. He has no facial hair. He is this kid. He is like this youthful guy. And we were all in middle school, in elementary school, in high school. We've grown up watching Dwayne become an adult, become a businessman, become all these things together with him. I have grown up. And this attachment to him, I think, really stems from that. A lot of us don't know what it's like to be a sports fan without Dwayne. I'm 23. I don't know what that's like.
I don't know what the Heat is without Dwayne Wade.
I don't know what sports is without Dwayne Wade. That's been my life. Like he made me a sports fan. So I think this generation of people, of millennials, grew up with him in Miami, that he's created this connection. Like, it's been weird. Everybody, I haven't seen anybody mad at him.
No.
He left.
Not at all.
He left. When does a free agent leave?
But
the same money, and nobody's mad at him.
Well, when you think about it, one of the things you're saying is, like, you grew up with Dwayne Wade, you grew up with basketball, you grew up as a fan of basically a winning franchise. And one of the things that has done, and this is why I think the effect has been what it's been, is that it's made a lot of smarter basketball fans. And somehow down here in Miami, like, a lot of people have the understand, like, the business side of basketball, where a lot of other fan bases, like, you know, I can talk to a lot of people intelligently about salary cap when I'm talking to Heat fans. Like, I think Heat fans, especially young Heat fans who grew up in the Dwayne Wade era, big three, we really have basically embraced everything there is about basketball. We have embraced the analytics side of it a lot more than other fan bases have. And I think a lot of it was because we were always defending our team. So when it comes to this, like, I think there's a lot of people who, yeah, we are emotionally attached and we're tied to Dwayne Wade, but we also understand the business side of it. And we understand that, hey, these things happen. But one of the great things I think Dwayne said, and I think a lot of people still feel, is when he was leaving in that press conference, he said, "I'm a Heat lifer. Like, I might spend my last three years in Chicago, but we all know he's still going to get his jersey retired here. Like, you know, we all know that he's going to have a statue in front of the arena. Like, we know that. So it's almost it makes things a little bit easier and a little bit better. And I think that's why, you know, you don't see vitriol at Wade. You see some vitriol at Riley, but, you know, and that's, people are just being emotional right now. I think by the time we get halfway through next season, a lot of this stuff. People, and we get to see Babbitt lightening up, you know, out his Babbitt ass mind. We'll be okay with it.
I think if Shaq's getting his jersey retired, I think Dwayne Wade is a pretty solid in on that.
He's getting a statue. Like,
oh, most definitely, and you know it'll be the my house statue.
And it should say, "This is my house." On the bottom.
Zazzle's like, "I don't know if he's getting a statue. It's not for sure." And I was like, "What the hell do you mean it's not for sure?"
No, he's getting his statue. The way that Dwayne Wade, because it's not only the way that he made us all basketball fans, but it's also the way he embraced the community and just overall became a Miami guy, regardless of where he was born or where he's from. The whole "I'm going home" narrative is crap. Yeah. I don't like it. You have your hometown, and then when you have your job, your career, you go out and you venture and you explore and you get all your experiences. Home is what you come back to when you're done.
We don't hear you, G.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
Do you hear me?
Okay, sorry.
Oh.
I put my thing on mute when I cough, and I left it on mute.
Oh, you don't have a cough button? Come on, man. No, get it together.
My cough button is muting Skype.
You are so unprofessional, dude.
Where's Brian? Where is Brian? Where's my Brian? I miss you. I'll never speak bad about you again.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, don't talk trash about producers. We're needed.
It's endearing. It's said out of love. I don't know what the hell I was going to say.
But real quick.
No, you go. I lost my chance.
I was just going to say real quick, going back to that whole like Dolphins, you know, Heat, basketball, football town crap. Like this used to be a football town, and I believe because of the millennials and how we've embraced basketball down here and how we've really learned not only, you know, the business and whatnot, but I just babbled. I just lost myself in my own thought.
Welcome to my world.
Oh my God, there it goes.
You guys, but are so,
you know, I will also say there it goes. Not just this whole understanding, it's also it's so many factors that have played into that. It's the fact that the Heat play inside, it's down and I would not discount that young people like going to Heat games so much because it's downtown. You're near Brickell, you're near bars, you're near fun. When you go to a Dolphins game, you know,
let's go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like,
Dolphin games, like leaving and going, coming and going is so depressing. It's ridiculous.
And it's so bad. And you're just drinking in a hot parking lot. And I'm thinking, man, I could be at World of Beer and there's air conditioning.
Yeah. It's the fact that Pat Riley every season puts out a winning team. He puts out a team that's there to compete. And Stephen Ross tries to, but he hires the wrong people.
And
they have lost the trust of fans. That's what it is. Just like the Marlins lost the trust in the fans. The Dolphins have lost trust. Honestly, I don't know what to be excited about next season.
Tannehill.
Gorin unleashed. Tannehill,
that's what I'm supposed to be excited about, because I thought I was supposed to be excited about him for the last four seasons. And
no, he's,
I still don't know if he's good.
Shit's weak.
He's taking incremental steps, man.
The Panthers, hockey town.
Yes, it is time to embrace the Florida Panthers. I'm telling you guys.
With their new logo.
I like the new logo. Well, do you know the story behind the new logo?
I do not.
Okay.
Please, Kat, tell us on the Heapy podcast the story of the Panthers. This is great. I love it. Go. I want to hear.
Sure. Whatever. Basically, the co-owner of the Florida Panthers, John Viola, was in the 100th Airborne. So that's why the new logo looks like a badge. It's to honor, Vinny Viola is the co-owner. John Viola is his son who designed the logo and the jerseys. So he did it in honor of his father. And that is, story.
I was going to make one of my I fell asleep jokes, but then she said something about military and honoring somebody's father. And now I feel bad.
That would have been bad, Elf.
You're a terrible American.
I'm going to a hockey game next year.
I'm proud of you. Do it.
Kat convinced me. I went to one last year, but I didn't pay attention.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Don't they have a beer garden for MIA Brewing?
What's a beer garden, dude? See, you always do this to me, dude. I don't know what a beer garden is. What is a beer garden? I drink vodka a lot. I don't know what you're talking about. Is that like craft beer?
What are you, a woman?
I love vodka. A woman?
With cranberry juice?
Yes, with cranberry. No.
Oh my God, I'm hardcore judging you right now.
I drink what? What do you drink? Craft beer? I hate craft.
Whiskey.
Oh, whiskey. Nice. Anyway, I'm impressed. Oh,
I just shaved my chest today, so I can't show you. But
no, I'm impressed by the whiskey. Now I do feel like a woman now.
Is it bad? Because
I feel like that's sexist.
I'm a women's study minor. You are
just,
sexist.
Dude, did you just complain about sexism to a woman
in
sports media?
Yes, I feel like you're judging me.
You can kiss my ass.
I feel like I'm being judged.
Alf, I have not mentioned that I'm a women's studies minor. I was waiting.
You just did. I knew you were going to do it.
He did that to pick up women. You know that, right?
No.
It's just like my brother posting a picture of my dog on his Tinder account so he can get girls.
Did it work?
Did that work?
Peter, did it work? No. Yeah, he's still single and living with me.
Oh, okay.
Does Peter want to do a quick interview?
Peter, do you want to do a quick interview?
Does Peter have a hot take on Dwayne Wade?
Do you have a hot take on Dwayne Wade?
What's your hot take on Quincy?
It's okay. We're not picking.
And Pat Riley.
Pat Riley should have shown up the relationship, but I understand it was a business before anything else.
Okay, your take has to be hotter than that. That has to be hotter. I mean, you have to be more inflammatory.
Inflammatory. Come on.
Say you'll fight Pat Riley or something.
You'll fight Pat Riley. That's what he's telling me to tell you.
No, Pat Riley fucked up, but it was business before.
That's better.
Personal.
Okay, there you go.
Back, he'll get one more year in Miami, retire.
Hot take.
That was Pete. That was Peter on the Atlantical Gum guest line.
He wanted to stop losing.
Okay, Peter, that's enough. We had your hot take.
Done with you,
Peter. That's it. You had your time.
But you did. Look at what you did. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. That was Peter, everybody. Thank you, Peter. Thank you for joining the program.
Friend of the show,
Peter.
Hot take. Pat Riley and Dwayne Wade sat down at the table and said, "Listen, we're done. It's over. I want this team to move on. That's it." Where did everyone go?
I don't know. I don't see anybody anymore.
I don't see. Okay. Do you think?
I think they just sat down on the table and they're like, "Listen, it's time." Like, honestly, no. But it sounds cliche, but all relationships need their time apart, and I believe that's what them two needed. They needed their time apart, and you know that.
I'm gonna take. We're taking a break. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they are taking.
Yep.
Riley hit him with Dwayne. I have to take a break. I'm gonna see other basketball players.
Yeah, I'm gonna see other people. You know, I'm gonna see Russell Westbrook.
We're taking a break. We're gonna see. Other
Is Peter still
oh,
getting
he
takes?
Back. He's hijacking my interview.
Peter, this is heapy. Come on, we asked Kat to come on, not you. We give you an inch, you take a foot. I mean, come on.
This is what. Get out.
And that's when we come back, we'll put the ring on it.
Hot take Peter.
No, Peter comes in with like the most lukewarm take I've ever heard, that I've heard only 1,000 times. Yeah, he comes in with his lukewarm ass take, and then he wants to take over the show.
This is what happens, man.
This was his time to shine, man. Yeah, you gave it to him.
He's not getting a call back. No, no, yeah.
I mean, luckily he only has 35 followers, so.
Oh, let me get that ad. I'll blow him up real quick.
No. He doesn't deserve it. He didn't earn it.
Speaking of blow up, what the hell did you guys do to that writer?
Oh. We is too many people. It was Silky. It was Heat Boner, and it was Alf. I didn't do anything.
No. I was very respectful.
Wait.
I object to that.
There's Heat Boner. Is there a Heat Softy?
No, hold on. That should be his name in the off season.
Can I? You know what, Peter? That's your new Twitter handle. Heat Softy.
Or Heat Flaccid. I like Heat Flaccid.
Heat Flaccid. That's your new Twitter handle.
And what?
Heat Flaccid.
Then he can come back on the show once he does that. Because his takes are flaccid.
No, but
because your takes are flaccid.
My takes are shit. Is that what you're saying?
Why is Peter still here?
It's because I don't have a lock on my door.
I was about to say, you can't lock your door?
I do.
Peter, get the hell out.
Smelly, heat flashing.
I like Peter.
I'm telling you, by the end of the show, Peter's going to be a reoccurring guest. Watch.
By the end of the show, Peter's going to be the producer for Big O.
He's going to upstage you.
Tell Peter we're going to hang out.
No, the same amount.
No, don't.
A little bit more than sports.
Is Harrison going to take us to another racist bar?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Harrison. Cats over here. Cats. No, but that complex lady, I was more offended by how she, like, her writing was so bad. Like, that's what pissed me off more than anything. Like, it was such a poorly, like, researched article. Like, it was like she had, like, it's the kind of shit that I write, just pure drivel, like, stream of conscious. But, like, at least I put it together well. Like,
what were her complaints? I didn't read the story. Like,
there were no complaints. She said, Miami's so awesome. And that's why it's a bad sports town. And I'm like, what's your complaint, lady? It was just, it was really, really bad.
What confused me is the fact that I saw the article and I was like, okay, this chick's writing about sports. So for me, regardless of what the title was, I saw a girl that I've never seen. She's writing about sports. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me go check this out because I'm all for supporting other women in sports media and whatnot. And I go to her thing and it says, I write about fashion and shoes.
Style and shoes, yeah.
Style and shoes, something like that. I'm like, A... why are you even touching sports? Because you're making me look bad.
Yep.
As a woman who actually cares. and then she had answered somebody and said that she lived in Miami for 3 years, to which I asked her, so it, those 3 years that you lived in Miami, did those happen to be in the Big Three era? Because if so, then I would understand why your opinion is the way it is. And in fact, it was those 3 years.
Wait, but why is the Big Three era a bad sports town? I don't understand.
I think you saw a lot of fans that weren't really fans. So then after LeBron left, you had either they jumped off or you had the fans that did start watching the Heat in that time continue to watch the Heat and whatnot. I think Heat fans get really defensive when it comes to that era.
I agree with Kat, because that was the most superficial time of Heat fandom. Like, that's when, you know, the lower bowl, has always been filled with the lower with the elite.
Like it's like becoming a Gator fan when Tim Tebow was there.
Yeah. And so that was our most superficial time. So I can understand if you looked at Heat fans at that time, then yeah, you know, sometimes we did look bad and, you know, in a playoff game, and we were kind of obnoxious, which we still are. Shit. I mean, I'm the president of Heat Twitter, not because I'm nice.
Fan slides into my DMs and goes, so I'm the Heat Twitter president. I'm like, oh God.
Yes. Listen, I do it to pick up chicks all the time. It never works.
You get us guests.
It's usually a deterrent. Like, you're a Heat Twitter president, you're a loser.
I just felt honored that I got a follow back. I was like, oh.
Well, Heat Twitter president followed back.
I do what I can. I got up to 2,000 followers.
Who's that? Who's your VP?
It would have to be Leif.
Leif.
And actually, he's the Secretary of Defense. I feel like he kicked him like that. I can't wait till Leif comes down, because I really want to hang out with them. But I feel like we're going to get into a fight with people, which I'm okay with. But this is another thing when you get old, when you're like 35, like I don't recover from fights.
You're
like
not
I used to.
Old.
No, but I'm 35. I get in a fight now, I'm hurt for weeks. I used to get into a fight one night Friday, Saturday night fight again. Now I get in a fight Saturday, I'm laid up for a week. I got to tell people I got into a car accident. It's very, very.
You can't even play driveway basketball.
Oh my God.
That's true, you can't.
My knees. It was so rough.
What the hell were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, the Big Three. The
chick.
Yeah, I completely disagree with you. I mean, it was kind of superficial, but that team brought a community together in a way that I don't think we'll ever see that again.
It also brought a lot of bad basketball fans to the arena, like people who didn't understand. Like,
people cared, dude. They just cared, like in a way that was weird to me. So I remember being at my sister's high school graduation. So I'm sitting there, and it was the night of Game 7 of Heat Pacers, the first time. First Game 7 that they played, which was the year that they won against the Spurs. So they're there. It's Game 7. Her graduation was like late afternoon. The first thing said in that graduation by the principal was, we're going to finish this early so we can all watch the game. Loudest ovation of the night. Everybody stood, children, old people behind me, these people that didn't speak any English next to me. Like, it was this community binding experience. And then when the kids graduated, they all chanted, let's go Heat. And the entire, wherever the Hurricanes play, the Buck, was let's go Heat. Like, that's what this community was. We got behind that team, whether it was we didn't know what the fuck was going on or not. Like, people cared in a way. And I remember that those ratings were something like 2/3 of the televisions in Miami were watching that game.
You know what the best... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say... going to what you said, I mean, it brought a community together, and I think that era, though it did bring out some of the weirdest fans and some of the bandwagon fans, it also made people fall in love with basketball.
It did.
And it really made this community fall in love with basketball.
My favorite thing is like the guys like Dan's father, like old people in Miami who love the Miami Heat, like old grandmothers who were asking about Justice Winslow. Like, so it's not just it's like it reached like across a bunch of different generations, and those people are still here. And then so, and I think one of the things Heat Twitter and Heat fans get so upset about talking about bad fans in Miami, because the Heat have always had a very good fan base. Now, we have to be honest with ourselves. Have the other teams, like, I've been to Hurricane, I'm a big Hurricanes football fan. I've been to those games.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Hurricanes football?
You went to the University of Florida.
Dude, I went to let me tell you.
UD. You're UD.
Yes.
You're UD.
I'm worse than UD.
You go to the school, you win a championship for the school, but you continue to rep Miami.
If I could have afforded to go to Miami, I would have went to Miami.
God, you got lies out of me. I literally jumped up.
She just like stood up.
I lived in the building closest to the swamp, right? So when they would lose, I would go out of my window and I would scream at people, UF sucks, Gators suck, F you. I would have people outside of my dorm room pound on the door.
A black man in Gainesville saying that?
Yeah, a black man with a bunch of local Gainesville people screaming out the window. Listen,
you realize Gainesville's country is fuck, right?
Exactly, that was crazy.
You're close to Alabama, man. Like,
but they had very good locks on the door, so I wasn't really that worried.
Did they send the lynching crew?
It looked like it sometimes. And you know they were all drunk and pissed because they just lost to Alabama. And I'm screaming, roll damn Tide out my window.
They're all throwing Budweiser's at you. Excuse me, Budweiser.
Bud Lights.
PBR because they can't afford it.
Yeah,
No. Natty Light.
Natty Light.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Oh, it tastes like middle school.
I drink my own piss.
Anyway.
It tastes like middle school?
Yeah, well, you know, I started drinking early.
Drinking Natty Light in middle school.
No, okay, I was 15.
I was drinking Aguardiente.
Ah!
See, Latin people, you guys start off with nice shit. Like, I started off.
Is Aguardiente
like,
nice shit? Aguardiente is kind of like.
Here's the thing. It is.
To me, like.
It's like I see. Aguardiente, I see it as the Dolphins, for example. It's complete shit, but because it's from my own country, I have to love it.
I don't even know what Aguardiente is. It just sounds fancier than what I started with Crooked Eyes.
It's like a Sambuca. It's got that licorice type taste to it.
That used to be my Twitter name, Sambuca Black.
Yeah.
Because I saw somebody drinking Sambuca Black, and I thought, like, if I was a rapper, that'd be the dopest rap name ever.
Sambuca Black.
And me and my friend, for like an hour at a bar, we're coming up with different ways to say Sambuca Black. We're like, Buka Black, bitches! And we're just like screaming that shit at Brews Room in Coral Springs. Anyway, that's a whole other story.
That was you?
Yeah, that was me. Oh my God. I didn't get escorted out that night. One of the few nights.
Have you had the Aguardiente sin azúcar?
What's that?
What's up, man? The Aguardiente sin azúcar.
Oh, I haven't had that.
Oh, yeah. It's like
I've never had it.
Sugar-free Aguardiente, if you're cutting calories. Why are you staring at me that way?
Who?
You.
Me?
You're staring at the camera disgusted because I suggested a healthier alternative to Aguardiente.
You're drinking alcohol. What do you mean healthy alternative? Like soda is an oxymoron.
every podcast I reveal something very embarrassing.
You drink diet soda.
No,
I drink diet soda.
When I drink vodka because I drink...
Oh, no.
I drink quite often. I drink vodka and Sprite Zero.
Oh, I'm all about Sprite Zero. I think it's better than Sprite.
Dude, that shit, know why? You don't get a hangover the next day, and I got to go to work. So if you, because you get the hangover from all the sugar. So if you drink sugary chasers with liquor, you're going to have a bad hangover. So if you drink vodka and Sprite Zero, it's a nice, refreshing summer drink, and you wake up, and you get drunk, and you wake up.
She looks ashamed to be on the show.
She is. I don't care. Listen.
What did I do?
You look ashamed. You look ultra
I look ashamed. I'm honored. I'm not ashamed.
You look ashamed that you're on a podcast with somebody who drinks Sprite Zero.
Vodka mainly, but.
I was making a point about the Canes. Oh.
I was made fun of for bringing Jaeger to a wedding. Is that a making funnable offense?
Ew, why would you bring Jaeger to a wedding,
Jaeger,
bro? What,
man?
Is a frat party? What are you doing?
Where's the Fireball?
Yeah, like...
Or the off-brand Fireball, the Fire Eater. How about that?
It was an Indian wedding, so it was a dry wedding.
Oh, well, you were bringing your own. Okay, no, that's...
Something. Okay, so then that's fine. But why are you drinking Jaeger, man?
I don't know. I like it.
Oh, I love Jaeger, but... When I'm drunk, I drink
Jaeger. Did we do
Jaeger
shots? Oh. I don't remember. Did we?
Did we do? I think we did.
I don't remember.
Smell of Jaeger makes me vomit.
Oh, it's great. It's like Aguardiente that's better.
Is that what I
go? Oh no, I've had Jaeger, but it's disgusting. That and the fact that you mix it with Red Bull.
Oh.
Is even worse.
Listen, Red Bull, Jaeger bombs are what I would like when the night's just dying down. It's like midnight. I've been drinking so much I can't even get more drunk.
The night's dying down at midnight, Alf?
That's what I'm saying. Then you
get Broward County. That's
you
Broward
get a,
County.
No, I'm saying you get a couple Jaeger bombs going and you're good for the rest of the night. That's how you. That's like second wind. Remember, I start drinking at like 6 o'clock most nights. So by midnight, I've been. I need a second wind. I need to keep going, and that's a Jaeger bomb every single time. And then that's when I usually leads to fights. My cousin used to have a great saying. I don't even know if he meant it. I meant it ironically. He used to say every time he drinks Patron, someone starts with him. And I'm like, dude, it's not a coincidence. You're being an asshole every time you drink Patron, and that's why someone's getting to a fight with you. But anyway, weren't we talking about fandom?
Have you had Don Julio? That stuff's good.
Oh, I survived off of Don Julio for like a year.
Oh man, I was introduced to Don Julio, and my life has been different ever since.
Don Julio is so much better than Patron.
You're not a tequila?
I do not touch tequila. No, I can't touch tequila anymore. Tequila is not a friend of mine because when I was young and underage, I would go to this bar that was ladies' night every week, and I would always win these little like gift certificates. And they had after midnight, they had $2 Jose shots. So those gift certificates were like $5. So I would buy Jose shots, take them, and cap off the night with that, and then I would end up going home and vomiting.
I still can't do Jose. Oh, God, Jose makes me so sick.
Yeah, tequila's not my friend. I mean, I could drink a margarita. That's fine, but I'm not doing
Jose's
shots.
See, Jose's not tequila to me. Jose's just, like, trash. Like, ugh. Jose's like the natty light of freaking alcohol, of liquor.
Okay, we were talking about the Canes, and I don't know why we're talking about the Canes. Why were we talking about the Canes?
We're talking about fandom.
The Canes are the natty light of South Florida sports.
Listen, wow. I'll tell you what. The Canes.
They were cool when you were in middle school.
Yes, that's exactly it.
It's cool when you're in middle school.
We'll be back. Shut up.
No, they will be. Honestly, that's what I was just going to say, too, is the fact that all this crazy buzz around Mark Richt and whatnot. This whole week, Big O's been up at the SEC Media Days, which I don't know why they just don't call it SEC Media Week. But that's besides the point. And, you know, Mark Richt used to be at Georgia. So all these guys had just nothing but good things to say about Mark Richt and how excited that they actually are to see Miami football and to see what he does with them and the fact that they believe that he's going to be able to develop Brad Kaya as a great, as an even better quarterback and whatnot. I don't even like the Canes. And just listening to everything that these guys were saying about him and whatnot. It's going to be an exciting era for Canes.
Listen, it's going to be exciting because I don't have to see Al Golden in his stupid fucking tie ever again. Like that.
That guy sweat a lot.
Oh, that guy was the worst. I honestly started the last two seasons root against my favorite college football team because I just wanted him to get fired so bad. Like every time I saw
what you saw with a lot of Canes fans.
Oh, I wanted to choke him with that fucking tie. Oh,
like, how far?
You know how stupid you look when you're getting your ass kicked all the time and you're wearing a tie? You know how stupid you look?
They play too many night games.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus Christ. Excuses. I'm getting pissed. I'm telling you. You think I get mad about Miami Heat basketball? Oh, my God.
Why are you so mad?
Oh, I get so pissed off about Hurricanes.
It's just the Hurricanes, dude.
I'm about to call you an idiot, give you two middle fingers,
getting
and hang
pissed
up.
Off, getting pissed off over the Canes is like getting pissed off over the Marlins. Like, come on, man. It's not worth it.
But it happens every year.
So good.
You used to be so good, right, in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, like 2001. Like, we were good up till then. And then,
the world collapsed.
Huh?
That was 15 years ago. Dwayne Wade.
To me, it was yesterday, you son of a bitch.
Dwayne Wade wasn't even drafted. Dwayne Wade still had a meniscus.
Whatever.
I was in fourth grade.
Jesus Christ, I'm old.
Us young folk. God, are you 23?
I'm 24.
Okay, I was like, oh, we're the same age.
Nothing I love doing more than making people feel old.
Yeah, well, you.
So let's recap. We opened the show with Pokemon Go. Ugh. We then transitioned into awkward Summer League Heat talk. Then talked about Wade. We Lost Cat. We talked about the Panthers, Marlins, Dolphins, and Canes. Alf's drinking problem.
Peter.
Peter and his crappy takes.
Hot take Peter was the best part of this this whole podcast.
You know, I have to name the podcast. I have no idea what to name it. And I have not. I don't know what I'm going to put in the description.
Call it Flaccid Peter.
Yes, Flaccid Heat.
Flaccid Takes.
Oh my God. This is my introduction to the Heat world and it's flaccid.
If this doesn't get us a weekend show, I don't know what will.
Oh jeez. Oh, we haven't even begged Kat for a weekend show yet.
Oh, you think 560 will give us a weekend show? We're lobbying. The Heat beat Saturday.
Well, we just lost one of our people because they can't afford it anymore. So maybe you got get some sponsors and
we'll do it for
free. We're looking honestly, we're looking for some Heat talk.
Oh, we're kind of we'll do it for free.
Well,
for
there's like, just there's so much at the other one that you know, come on over.
At the other one? So do you guys beef? Like, do you like hate 7-9? Do you like?
I don't hate I don't hate them. I just
like if you saw Whittingham in the street, would you like? Would you throw hands on sight? Like it's a fade on sight.
No, I actually I was a fan of Whittingham. No, I have nothing against
Amber Wilson. Would you fight Amber Wilson?
I don't even know her. I stopped listening to this station a little bit before she came on. Not stopped listening, but as avid as I did because I started working at 560.
And the programming is so much better on 560, which is why you stopped listening to 790.
Exactly. Honestly,
I'm sucking up to get a weekend show, by the way.
Do Mark it, man.
Mark Hochman's better than Dan.
You're way better.
Yeah, he's. I'm glad he left. He's like LeBron leaving one by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ruckman's psychotic. He's great. Is it working?
Yeah.
I think it's working. I got you guys. I'll get
so
you guys.
So you guys
Saturdays?
Don't hate-
Can you do Saturdays?
Yeah.
All right, we're completely open on Saturdays.
Oh, we're in. We'll bring our own mics and everything.
Just get a sponsor and you're good.
Is Pornhub okay?
Do it.
I was thinking rallies.
Do you think Aguardiente will sponsor us after this?
Yes. Are you Colombian?
Yes.
Yes, then. Yes. Yes. Oh, real quick, by the way, I know this has nothing to do with the Heat, but
FIFA?
What had to do with the Heat?
But this chick attacked me on Twitter, and I want to know if I'm wrong.
Wait, who attacked you?
No, just some random chick. But she got upset because James didn't show up for his court date because he was still celebrating his birthday in Colombia. So he missed his court date in Spain. So she freaked out. She goes, if this was Neymar and Messi, it would be a completely different case.
I saw you tweeting about that.
Yeah, it threw me off because I was like, well, wait a second. Messi just got in trouble for tax fraud. And to me, he basically got away with it because he's not serving the prison time.
No,
which
but
is,
that's how Spanish that's a law span, is.
Yeah, in Spain, if it's less than 2 years, it's on probation. They don't have to do the jail time. But still, he's still avoiding jail time. And she's like, oh, well, he had to pay the fines. All right, well, it was $2.3 million in fines. Do you know how much Messi's going to make this year? He's going to make $36 million. $2.3 million is nothing to this man. So to
Alf,
be and
I wanted Alf to add a soccer take.
What?
Well,
I didn't. It took me a while to even realize what sport you guys are talking about. First, I thought you were talking about hummus. I'm like, what's wrong with hummus? Hummus is delicious.
With the roasted garlic.
Yeah, and then you said Neymar. I'm like, Neymar, what the hell? I didn't know what you. Then I realized you said Messi or somebody. And I was like, oh, you guys are talking about soccer.
So she's
I completely zoned out.
So you why guys, was this girl mad at you?
She was mad at me because she said that I didn't understand how it worked, that I didn't know the facts. But James was in trial because it was driving charges. Like, he was speeding in Madrid. Like, that's what happened. So how are you going to compare what that and him? Like, basically, she said, can you imagine if Messi and Neymar didn't show up for their court dates? You know, they would get in trouble. Well, no, they wouldn't get in trouble because athletes don't get in trouble for shit that they do. Athletes have always gotten away with things, and they always will. That's just the way it works. If it was you or me, it'd be a different story.
You know what I mean?
Like, don't say, oh, if it was this athlete, it'd be a different thing. No, athletes, it's the same. If it was you and me, it'd be
different. Once you get to a certain stature, I mean, OJ. OJ got away with it.
Listen, do you want me to give my
OJ got away with it. What did I do? OJ got away with it because that team fucked up.
What did I do?
Why would you come in to try on the glove?
Listen, we'll do another hour here. I will break down the OJ trial for you.
Well, you think the brother
I'll give you excerpts of my YouTube conspiracy videos. No, we don't want that.
No.
The OJ son did a thing. No. Okay. I'll do my own podcast.
Have you guys been getting the Bleacher Report notifications about the Michael Vick story? How hard are they trying to push that shit down our throat?
That's a Michael Vick story?
Yeah. It's a Michael Vick, like, redemption story. It's the, you don't know everything about it, yada, yada. So every day they've been sending out, because it's a 5-part series. I guess they try to do an OJ type thing.
Oh, God.
And they've been sending out a notification every day about it. Like,
listen, as soon as Ethan left Bleacher Report, I deleted the app. It went back to being like a fancy BSO. Like it's just an aggregate website. They were getting completely legit for a little while. They were hiring real writers, coming up with their own content, and then they decided to let half their writers go, and it's just become an aggregate crap website again. Like, I mean,
why did Ethan leave Bleacher Report?
I think they didn't renew him.
No, he didn't want to live there.
Well, that wasn't. Basically, they were making him be the Cleveland beat reporter.
And Ethan was not about that life.
No one's about that life, except for LeBron. Nobody goes back to Cleveland.
So we end the show on Michael Vick and Ethan Skolnick talk.
Dude, this had nothing to do with the Heat. And I'm fine with it.
Sorry.
We talked a little Dwayne. We sprinkled some Pat Riley hot takes with Peter.
I think Peter was the one who spoke the most Heat, honestly.
Dude,
whoever's listening to this, could you make a pie chart at the end for like what we talked and then put it on Twitter?
Whoever's listening to this, just know there's more to me than whatever the hell I just said.
Well, the Heat signed former Florida State forward Okoro White.
What the hell are you reading? I don't care.
It's an Ira Winderman tweet.
I don't care, especially if
I asked Ira and he told me this.
Hashtag ask Ira.
Get it?
Ira's a cool dude. Funny.
Oh, you guys have Ira on all the time.
I was about to make fun of Ira. Now I'm not.
Ira's our dude. Ira's our Ethan.
I'm team Jason Leisure.
Leisure's the best.
Why is Leisure not on?
Why are you making that face? You don't like Leisure?
What, you don't like Leisure?
I didn't say anything.
Well, but that
I didn't say
that's
anything.
A friend of the show.
I didn't say anything.
I'll pick Jason over Alf. If what? Alf and Jason were in a fire, I'd save Jason.
If me and Jason were in a fire, I'd save Jason.